Ladies and gentlemen, if I can interrupt your enjoyment here this evening and impose another one upon you. Welcome, everybody, and Justice Crennan, welcome in particular. It's a very great honour for us to have you here, Your Honour. Thank you all for coming this evening. May I first acknowledge that we are on the country of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and pay respects to their elders. We are here as part of an event which marks the launching of the Federal Discrimination Law 2008. It is to us a very important publication. The genesis of it goes back to a Heriot publication in 2002 entitled Change and Continuity. It was a much thinner book than this one, and it considered how federal unlawful discrimination, how the federal unlawful discrimination jurisdiction of the courts had affected the jurisprudence that had been developed under the old hearing regime that operated before the Brandy decision. And you will remember that the Brandy decision was one of the High Court that found that the legislative regime that was then in place contravened Chapter 3 of the Constitution and it was unconstitutional. The publication Change and Continuity considered the jurisdiction, the jurisprudence of the 2 years that the new system had been in operation. I think I can tell you now, I found out when I got here, that one of the motivating reasons for doing that piece of research was to see whether the judges had been able to understand the jurisprudence and had developed it in the appropriate ways and hadn't undermined a whole lot of work that the good hearing commissioners had done over many years in the Heriot process. The results of that piece of research was first the booklet itself, which canvassed the decisions that had been made over 2 years, and secondly came to the very firm conclusion that the court process had actually enhanced and continued to develop, in accordance with international law principles, the anti-discrimination law. So in fact the conclusion of that piece of research was that the move to the courts was actually beneficial, and I have to say that it was also thought within Heriot to be a very well-structured and sensible move in the long run. The feedback that the Commission got from Change and Continuity was that despite its very limited focus, it did provide a very useful summary of recent decisions of both the Federal Court and the Federal Magistrates Court, which were of great assistance to the profession. And it seemed logical to us, therefore, to build on that with a publication that was specifically intended to be a resource book on the jurisprudence developed primarily in Australia through the Federal Court and the Federal Magistrates Court on anti-discrimination principles. And the first publication was the Federal Law, the Federal Discrimination Law, published in 2004. Again, it was thinner than the current volume. It was a success. We published another one in 2005, and tonight we come to an even larger volume of 2008. This edition is not only an update of the earlier publication, but it also provides a more detailed coverage of a range of issues under each of the Federal Discrimination Acts, and it has quite a substantial attention to practice, procedure and costs, which are things that have developed outside the strict text of the legislation. Perhaps unsurprisingly, at my point in life, I went to the section here on age discrimination, unfortunately, I think what this book records is evidence of the fact that the age discrimination legislation has perhaps not been as successful as one would have hoped. The text reports that there has been no successful claim under the Age Discrimination Act, and I have to say, and I've said it before, that I rather doubt that there ever will be, or there won't be very many, at least in respect of older people, whilst the dominant purpose test remains in the legislation. And there has been a recent review of age matters and law, which does make a recommendation that that test be changed. I would like tonight, as part of the launch of this, to acknowledge the work that the Heriot's legal section have done in producing this volume. It has become an indispensable resource for anyone working in the area, and I think it's an achievement of which the legal section in Heriot can be very proud. And in particular, I'd like to thank Jonathan Honier, who has led the team to put this together. He is the director of the legal section. Now, in earlier days, there was a charge levied in respect of this publication, and now it's available in hard copy free. It is available to all of you tonight to take one. But more importantly, I think it is available free online. So it is a resource that can be accessed by anyone that wants to look at it. A few weeks ago, there were cries of consternation coming from the legal section here, because on the very day the book was sent to the printer, the full federal court handed down two fairly important decisions. But because the process is now online, those decisions are already written up and available there, even though they may not be reflected in this hard copy. And I would like particularly to thank two of our staff, Leon Wild and Connie Chung, for preparing the online version of this and doing whatever was necessary to upload it onto our web. So thank you to them also. We are also making it possible for users of the Federal Discrimination Law online to register with us to receive notifications of updates when new decisions are handed down, and we hope that will be a useful addition to the service. Ladies and gentlemen, discrimination law remains a challenging and regrettably complex area of law. I think all of us that have had to deal with it have found it that. Indeed, Justice Kirby has gone so far as to suggest that the field of anti-discrimination law is littered with the wounded. And we hope that this publication will go some way to minimising future casualties. So congratulations to everybody that has been responsible for it, and we now have launched, or in the process of launching, the new publication. We are very privileged to have with us tonight Justice Susan Crennan, who has agreed to address this gathering. Justice Crennan was appointed to the High Court in November 2005. At the time of her appointment, she was a judge of the Federal Court of Australia, having been appointed in February 2003. She was educated at the University of Melbourne and has degrees there, and also from the University of Sydney. Justice Crennan was admitted to the New South Wales Bar in 1979 and joined the Victorian Bar in 1980. She was appointed Queen's Counsellor in 1989. She was president of the Australian Bar Association from 1994 to 1995, chair of the Victorian Bar Association before that, 1993-94, and relevant to this evening in particular, she was a hearing commissioner for Heriot under the old regime from 1992 until the Brandy decision. And we were very grateful for your input there and to the jurisprudence that was developed under the old system. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Justice Crennan.